What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Breaking down one of the best golf course fights of 2025.
Move over weighted fish scandal. We've got one for the ages and the do's and don'ts of brawling on the golf course.
It's a blow-by-blow retelling on the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. I want to start with this. I know that they host the Bussin' with the Boys show, right? Will Compton is one half of Bussin' with the Boys. Okay, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, which is weird because I'm hosting a podcast right now. We're brought to you by Extend. You can get 0% finance until January 2027. You have to act now before July 9th. So if you're listening to this later on July 10th, I have a different offer for you from Extend, but you have to keep listening to the pod to know that. This is from Will Compton on Twitter, former NFLer, who showed a video, and his video is great. How do guys make like good videos on like Instagram and stuff? Do you know how to do that?
Well, I think a big part of it is
I'm just asking, do you know how to do that?
I kind of.
Okay, because I'm going to need to talk to you after the show about some of that stuff, because I'm like, man, it was so hard to make just a simple video for me myself this morning. And I was like, I bet Joey knows how to do all this, so I'm going to ask him. Anyway, he had a fight that was shown where this guy is standing on, that's a tee box, right? He's standing on the tee box. They're clearly the pace of play is the problem. Because they're saying you're standing on the effing thing for 23 minutes. This guy who does not look like a small guy is yelling at somebody out of frame, challenging him to a fight. Like, he is not backing down. Like, everything's gone red. He wants to fight. And then
doesn't he look kind of like a tough guy?
Yes.
Like, when you first see him and nobody else.
He looks like likes to fight guy. But the moment you see him, you can tell he is challenging a man who's almost a foot taller than him, bigger. This guy who he takes on looks like he used to play offensive line in college.
He looks like a brute.
And he gets, the guy who started the fight gets hip tossed into a water hazard, right into a water hazard, climbs out of the water hazard, and then actually tries to fight the guy who just threw him into the water hazard. It is so one-sided. The bigger guy grabs him by the shirt, hockey fight style, and starts feeding him punches. Feeding him so many punches, the fight is so one-sided, the guy feeding punches can actually say, bang, Mike Breen style, while he's hitting the other guy in the face. If a guy can provide commentary like Booker T did of his own match while he's proceeding to knock your lights out, that's a one-sided fight that you shouldn't have started. My question
is, we gotta talk about.
We gotta be careful with the cuss words.
We gotta talk about how these guys look like even more so. Like
the
first guy, he gets so fired up. The guy who gets
he's
eventually
ready to fight.
Thrown, he looks like a guy you don't mess with because he is being loud. Yeah. He looks like he just juiced up.
He looks like he does this all the time. Like he enjoys fighting.
And is that a tattoo sleeve or is it an undershirt that comes down to his wrist?
No, I think it's a tattoo sleeve.
Okay, and he had his shades on and his crazy Hawaii-like golf shirt.
Yeah, takes them off.
Takes off the shades. So
takes
he
off
means
the glove. He took the glove off.
He took the glove off. And he is ready to fight.
Normally, I have the audio in my ear right now, yells, from my earbud. Yeah. Alan Parsons Project, Cirrus is playing.
Yes. Yeah. He yells, let's effing go, multiple times.
You guys need to get off the golf cart. That's what he says. You need to get off the golf cart.
Meaning he wants to fight.
And what I love is, all right, I'll be honest. If I'm in this situation and I've been jawing, and clearly there was a lead up to this.
I've paused mine.
I paused mine as well.
Dude in the purple shirt in the background, I don't know who he's with. Pause it on the dude in the purple shirt in the background. Go ahead, say what you're going to say.
I've had a war of words, not on a golf course like this, because I've played mostly at the course I worked at, so you're just not going to start stuff at a course you work at.
Yeah.
But, I've been in a war of words before, and normally it's, all right, they're not really going to fight. I'm not really going to fight. And very rarely am I surprised.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, I underestimated. This person wants to fight. Normally, you can size somebody up and see how they look, and that's how a lot of these get avoided.
Oh, and you can hear me over there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because my levels on this screen are not moving, so I didn't know if
stop
it was frozen.
Stop looking at your screen.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Tom.
Or
ahead.
You have your buddies surrounding level? You, or they have their buddies surrounding them, and they will come to grips with the reality of, hey, we don't need anybody going to jail. We don't need a lawsuit. We don't need something really stupid
Well, this
happening.
Is assault.
Right. So eventually the guy comes over and I'm still seeing the guy who eventually gets his butt kicked is still flexing like, let's go, girding the loins. We are going to brawl. Then he takes a running start. And this other guy understands physics very well.
You can't see the other guy until it's too late.
And that guy certainly understands, this guy's going to run at me. And I'm going to use all his weight and his motion against him.
Notice, though, pause. Right when the provocateur, the guy who was on the tee box, arm sleeve, yelling at him, as soon as he goes out of frame, there's a guy in a purple shirt, the man in the purple shirt, like this is the Kennedy assassination. He looks like he's smiling, but he also has both hands in his pockets. So I'm like, is he with the guy who's starting the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that this guy is always starting fights, or is he with the other guy who's about to end this fight knowing that this
Doesn't
guy...
Doesn't look like he's kind of laughing.
He's like, my friend's about to whoop this guy's ass.
Doesn't he look like he's smirking?
Yeah. Or this is a guy who is not even liked by the foursome he's with.
That's what I think. I think this guy, arm sleeve, is in a twosome. The other guys are in a foursome. I would assume that earlier they let the twosome go ahead of them because, twosome, foursome, it should be...
Yeah.
They should go faster than our foursome, right? And now 23 minutes on the tee box.
Oh, my God.
Now we let you go ahead and you're not being faster than us?
So moving forward.
It's unclear now, after the fighter gets tossed into the water. We got to come up with names for this guy so we can... Okay, arm sleeve. Okay. Once arm sleeve gets tossed into the water, and I mean ragdolled, judo hip tossed, but with relative ease.
I'm calling the other guy Kevin Gogan, big offensive lineman from the 90s.
And I am taking it upon myself to be known as Cleveland's preeminent amateur wrestling specialist.
Oh, of course, this guy
definitely has a background in some sort of judo or wrestling type of thing, because that stuff translates
very
well.
Pretty good sprawl, right?
So I got to pause where he's coming out of the pond again.
I've got him coming up the shores like an alligator.
Notice a guy, though. Who's the guy in the hat who pops into frame?
There's so many questions about this guy.
He is trying to keep the peace. So he's like, you want a beer with me? Another beer, too, with me? Like, I think he's trying to calm everything down,
100%.
Even though a man has just been thrown into a water
hazard. He's trying to do it with comedy. 100% this guy is trying to step in and he realizes how ridiculous this is. I'm going to go ahead and guess this is like a Saturday. The course is jam-packed.
Yep.
This is 6 hour 18 written all over this.
Yeah.
Guys have their shades on, so they're getting burnt in the sun.
Yep.
They've been drinking. I think
clearly.
I gotta tell you, reckless speculation.
I think
the guy who got all juiced up was on something.
Tattoo
else too.
Sleeve. I don't know about that, but tattoo sleeve was definitely a few beers in.
Yes,
it feels like.
And so he emerges. Now we're gonna start it again. He emerges. It. The guy tries to tell his joke.
Not even in a stance. Tone.
He immediately uses the reach. Your offensive lineman has this reach advantage, which
yes.
here is everything. He also has the strength advantage. He clearly also has
yeah.
probably the fight advantage. He has yep. every advantage in the world.
Yes.
Why this guy, after getting hip-tossed with such
Man.
Ease, would think, I get you want to salvage some respect.
There's
I understand
none to
that.
Salvage. You've
it's
lost.
Over, and it's being videotaped.
You're soaked.
It's being videotaped. You're wet. This is humiliating.
Yeah.
Your day has gone south. You've probably hit multiple balls in the water. You've now been dunked in the water.
You can.
You
pick
need
up
to be assessed another penalty.
What's left of your dignity and get in the cart and go and get taken home right now. Or you can proceed to do what he does, which he comes up to him, not even in a fighting stance.
No.
Tone, his hands are by his side.
No.
He's not even
balance.
In a fighting stance.
He's off balance.
He comes up, the guy, Kevin Gogan from the 90s, grabs him by the shirt
with the
collar,
left hand.
With the left hand. It, right like a hockey style. So he has aim. So he knows, I'm a lefty, so I'm going to go the other way. So he knows where to take the punch. He has a guide. And he starts feeding him rights. One, two. Okay, gives him the first two. The guy falls down. He's yelling at him, bleeping go, get out of here. The guy who was trying to make the joke is coming in to immediately try to break this thing up. All right, I'm fast forward. The guy in the hat is now shoved aside. The man is now shoved aside.
He shoved him aside pretty easily.
You have upset. This is 100 men versus a gorilla. This is what this is starting to be. So Kevin Gogan from the 90s shoves him aside. Stop, you're going forward too fast.
Yeah. That's
Tattoo sleeve
throw.
Gets back up. He wants more. He's woozy.
He got more.
Kevin Gogan from the 90s grabs him again by the shirt collar. One, two, three, shoves him to the ground. Not only does he shove him to the ground while he does it, this is the part where on the feeds, he's actually doing play-by-play
yeah.
of the beating he's administering and is going, bang, bang, like J.R. Smith's knocking him down and we got to call a timeout and the final's on ABC. He's wrecked this guy.
Oh, man.
He's laid down by the T-box.
My favorite part of the video you have not brought up yet. If you look in the first cart as Armsleeve starts the aggression and starts to go towards them,
okay.
there is a person in a white shirt in the cart just having a
just
drink.
Just sitting there.
Just having a drink.
Yeah.
They know what's about to happen.
Yes.
There's no need to be involved.
Yeah, because he knows this guy's going
to
end it.
I think guy has moved over to the driver's seat. He's ready to get the hell out of there. I think the guy having
well,
a drink is like, we got
to go. Well, then there's a black shirt polo, too, that comes in after the initial dip in the pond.
So he pushes the guy down.
Oh my God.
Think the guy's had enough. He gets up.
So wobbly
He
now.
Is now really wobbly.
Yes.
So he's
a referee, if this were a boxing match or a UFC,
you're counting.
It's been called.
Yeah.
A towel has been thrown. There's no doubt.
So he gets up after he's taken five right to the chops without even offering a defense. He walks up again. Dude grabs him. I thought he was gonna hand him a few more. He actually grabs him by the shirt collar and grabs him by the hip and tosses him to the side, back down the hill that he emerged from, almost back into the pond.
On the other side. Well, he got air, too, on this throw.
Yeah.
This throw, he got a lot of air, so that had to hurt.
This is like me throwing my kids in a pool, and this guy's doing this on dry land.
And now here's the other thing I'm noticing. Notice this guy in the black polo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That gets out of the cart.
Yep.
We hadn't seen him before. He looks like he has definitely partied a lot with that guy who's getting ragdolled.
Ah. Yeah.
Right? Do you see who I'm talking about? When he gets out of the golf cart, he has shades on too. These guys are all best buds. And notice, this is the confidence of the destroyer, the offensive lineman, that he knows all these people are here golfing with that dude, and he knows they're not going to do anything about it.
No.
And he's just having a good old time.
The man is huge.
And he could have at any point. Here's the other thing I think is important here about the offensive lineman. He knows at any point.
Kevin Gogan.
He could. Kevin could have swarmed him, mounted him, and ended his life. Broken his collarbone, broken his orbital bone. He could have done whatever he wanted to.
I think he took some off of these.
He didn't. He humiliated him and then humiliated again. And he's like, all right, this guy keeps doing this. Now I'm going to throw him to the other side to where he almost goes into water on the other side. At any point, he easily could have gotten on top of him, cheap shotted him 100 times. He doesn't. He's like, if the guy keeps coming back at me, I'm going to hit him again. And I'm going to hit him again. And I'm going to hit him again. But I have to say, he actually used some discretion here.
I don't. The responses to this on Will Compton's Twitter are amazing. Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Wade says, "Man got treated like luggage on Spirit Airlines." With the man being the man is up off the ground. The guy who got ragdolled, tattoo sleeve is up off the ground. He has a still shot there. All right. The captain says, "Never back down." Got up every time he can hold his head high.
So
can
I thought
he
about
hold
that.
His head high?
I thought about that at the very least. He's going to get the ball busting forever from his friends for sure. The internet, this video is going to live on.
This guy was yelling bang as he was feeding him shots.
So this guy has to stay off social media for a long time. And this is one of those that 10 years from now, this I think is going to surface. There's some of these videos like the fireworks, the old man in the wheelchair,
put it in reverse.
The put it in reverse guy, like that's never going anywhere. 30 years from now, 100 years from now, that video is going to surface. Yes. I don't think this one has that kind of staying power, but this is one of the best golf fight videos I've ever seen.
When you're on the original video from the Nuclear Golf Pod, which is where Will Compton.
That's where I saw it first.
It's pointed out that they have very thick Canadian accents, that's a hockey punch.
Yeah, those are hockey punches.
That's holding the jersey and then leading the face to the fist. Sometimes
you're right.
Yeah. Well, I watched this whole. There's like a 2.5 hour long documentary on I think it's called Gladiator, and it's about.
It's about hockey enforcers,
and he's like, "Oh, you grab on the thing because you got somewhere to aim, and now I just go right above my fist, and I got you." And that's what this guy did. This guy has been in hockey fights. I think there is a background there with the hip tossing, as Owen says. This guy, first off, the guy's way bigger. He should have known better. Second of all, when I was younger, I remember I was at this kid Chris Delickney's house. I might have told you guys this already. I was way bigger than this other kid. I did not know this kid wrestled, and he shot on me, and it was embarrassing. Like to the point where he put me in this hold really quick. And I'm like, all right, you got me. I didn't know you wrestled. And then that was it. And it was embarrassing, but before he broke my arm, I just went, okay, I didn't know you wrestled.
I don't know how to do this, and you do.
I don't know how to do this. Okay. And he was way smaller than me, and it was embarrassing. But for this, this is really, booze fuels us. Like, this goes to the question I want to know. We, on Wednesday, when we went golfing with my sons, this guy, total accident, hit into us. We were underneath some trees. Okay, you know where Valley is. And you've been like hole number two. You have hole number two. It's right next to hole 11. So this guy was on the front nine, was technically the back nine because we were starting on the back nine that day. we were down there under some trees. You can't see on those dog legs. They go downhill and then way off. And he hit and he accidentally nearly got us. And I'm like, I don't see, because I thought about that fight, I think, out at Raccoon Hill last year on Father's Day where those old men were going at each other. And I'm thinking, what constitutes a fight? And then I'm thinking, I think all these guys, they sit there and go, what constitutes a fight on a golf course? How are these guys doing? Until they actually fight on a golf course. And I just can't imagine me, I've been drunk on a golf course more than once and less than 1,000 times. And I can't imagine it coming to blows on a golf course.
So I can, because I worked at a golf course, so we had the complaints lodged all the time, especially on the weekends. Sometimes with the leagues on the weeknights, but there had been guys that knew each other for a long time, so that was part of it. The weekends, I can totally see it. You know, I remember Pleasant Hills over on the east side, I think it's still open, 27 holes of golf madness, and it is the budget outing. It used to be mm-hmm. back then. And I remember our buddy Corey, he got married and he had a bachelor party. Back then you just had your bachelor party in town for guys like us. Yeah. And we went out there and we were wasted when we got to the course. You were not supposed to bring your own beer on the course. We brought the most amount of beer. We were 20 or 21 years old. Corey got married younger. And we went out there, and by the last hole, we could only do nine. We were baking in the sun. We were so wasted. Mm-hmm. By the last hole, we were teeing off right before the green on number nine, back towards our own group on number one.
Whoa.
We were trying to murder our own group, and we were laughing.
Lima's devious laugh is one of the best.
And the governors...
It makes you want to do worse.
The governors were pulled on the golf carts. We were flying. We got chased off the golf course by the owner. Like, it was mad. We're 21. We're 20. Yeah. We should know better, right?
You don't.
So I can 100% see... Now, these guys are old. They're in their 30s, right?
Yeah.
They are in their 30s. And I must say, again, the thing about the big guy, what's his name?
I called him Kevin Gogan from the 90s.
Kevin Gogan from the 90s, offensive
Dolphins,
lineman, wrestler,
49ers,
hockey extraordinaire.
Raiders, Cowboys he played for.
This guy has his Letterman's jacket is well decorated, okay, mm-hmm. from high school. This guy's been in feuds. He is so excited because he can't believe the guy keeps getting up. He's like, I get to do this. I get to get away with crushing somebody.
Well, what's the Canadian laws for assault?
Oh, this guy gets awarded the money.
Well, because I'm thinking, like, how if this guy sues him for, like, bodily injury for assault, do you have a case?
Kenny, he took it easy on him. That's the thing I don't think people understood.
Yes.
He threw him as opposed to murdering him on the ground.
He could have really hurt him. He could have really, really, like, hospital hurt. Like,
and it's got to be... Owen, when's the last time you hip-tossed somebody? You seem like
Tuesday.
Someone who's done that in the last five years. So that's got to be a great feeling. I can't really hip toss somebody.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's
got to
be a great feeling.
It's awesome. In my younger days, in Owen's younger days, it's a great thing. It is.
To get someone off their feet, use their momentum against them, and go, tally-ho!
Yeah. It's when you get to take somebody. Like, I've done this at a house in Kent, like, by the shirt collar, by the belt. Out you go. Like, it's one of the best feelings. No. It's very emasculating to the point where it's like, if that guy had a gun, he'd go pick it up and come shoot me. Because it's so emasculating.
I will say,
that's the truth.
My last time in a group setting like that was on a golf course, not playing golf, though. The Arkansas Razorbacks used to play one game a year at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock.
Okay.
And there is a public golf course right outside of it, and that's where everyone tailgates. And you get there, if it's a Saturday, doesn't matter, it's like 24 hours before that you start. So
yeah,
if it's Saturday 7, I think this was a 7 p.m. game. It might have been a 4 p.m., but we got there Friday.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of fall asleep for a little bit. As the night sets in, and then you wake up and you go again. And there was some point, you know, mid-afternoon Saturday that there was a brawl for all.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
did you get to go to the game at least?
No, I wasn't going to the game in the first place.
you just tailgated?
Yeah, I don't even know. They were playing, you know, I don't know, they were playing Chattanooga or something. It was like, it was week 1 through 4 game or whatever.
Yeah. Non-con. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, it's a great feeling, man. I just, too old now, man, 39.
Now, has anything changed or in society because we know now we're more litigious? It seems like the injuries get more and more life-threatening in these fights.
Oh, yeah.
In the internet.
Well, they don't know when to stop. People don't know when to stop.
Right.
People don't know when to stop on either side. Like, this guy, as soon, like, he should have stopped when he was thrown into the pond.
Did his buddies ever really try? You can't really hear him. Did they ever really try to stop him?
Well, no, because the guy looks like he fought all the time, so it looks like he's going to hit his buddy.
Yeah.
If his buddy tries to stop
him. He did push him, push the one guy aside.
The guy with the hat who comes in, it was like a sitcom. Hey, guys, you want another beer? Hey, that's like, it was just like a movie. He comes in trying to like to stop the situation, to cool it off, and it ramps up from there. But no, the guy should have never done that in the first place. This does come from pace of play. That's the thing I think if you hit into somebody, I don't think anybody plans on hitting into other people on purpose, unless you're a total psychopath like that guy who took his shirt off. But I mean, the guy who took the ball that wasn't his and then took his shirt off, that guy who's famous on the internet.
We're going to learn more. This has been out for 18 hours.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, now, but in the last,
you're right.
When you look in the last 2 hours, that's when people are really starting to pick up on it. So
good.
I would say by the next podcast, we're going to know who each one of these people are, their backgrounds.
This is great.
Credit scores, things like that.
This is great. Yeah. This is just amazing. I'm glad the guy doesn't look too seriously hurt. He might have a concussion for all I know. But it could have been a lot worse. And the guy who was yelling at him, pace of play, I think, is probably the number one reason for this stuff to happen. You don't let people play through.
It's also, I'll just tell you, with the golf courses, they make more money scheduling the tee times 7 minutes apart
rather than eight or nine. Yeah, you told me this. They put them right on top of each other.
There's no physical way, 18 holes on a weekend at a public golf course, there's no way you can get out of there in less than five. And it's probably going six. Mm. It just is. There's just, I don't care if these golf courses are too long, they're too hard, golfers aren't good enough, especially the weekends in the middle of the afternoon. Yeah. You're just the round, get ready, you're gonna stay a while.
That's what my neighbor AJ and I were doing with the boys. Like on that Wednesday when we went golfing, we're like, oh, what are you doing? Well, I'm hitting another one. Go, no, you're not. Pace of play. We got a twosome behind us. What are you thinking? And we were able to stay in front of them without a problem, because I'm like, we're gonna have to let these guys go. And they had another threesome behind them, and I think they ended up getting binded up on 14, and we were able to separate. But they like wanted to take. I'm like, no, dude, we're moving.
Weekend golf, you want to pay a normal pace of play, and even faster than that, then you got to tee off before 7:30, 8 o'clock. That's just a reality. Yeah. You're talking to a decorated golf course worker from many years.
Lima was a starter,
a marshal.
Yeah.
We did. I got lucky. We played 4th of July, me and Caden, just the two of us. It was a twosome. I shot a 48.
Whoa.
He shot a 50.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was putt-putt, but it was,
you bastard.
At the Victory Land Golf Course.
We had one of the things I knew I was maturing on, when we used to go to this course called Green Valley, which if Mitch was here, he would know. Yeah. Mitch golfed, and he definitely golfed at that golf course many times. Green Valley was right next to this place. I think it was called Oak Shadows. It was down in New Philly. And Oak Shadows was the expensive one. Well, we went to Green Valley, which is no longer there. And it was built into the side of a hill. And it was a cow pasture, a total cow pasture. But it was $13 with a cart. Oh, this is 2001, beautiful. 2002. Like, this was, you'd drive down there in my buddy's Ranger. It was awesome. And I went from doing no golf until I was 15 years old. My buddy Jake had his license. And to, I mean, $13, you can't beat that. And Jake drove, and we'd always go down there with him. And we were, you know, you were too young. Back then, like now, it's like, I'm going to have some beers because I'm a grown man and I can do what I want. Well, back then, you know, you had to pay the tax to get the beer. So there's a lot of sober things you did. And one of the things I knew about maturing is that when the Ranger no longer just parked and watched. Because there were a lot of times, and Lima, I guarantee you know what it is, that red cart comes, and that Ranger would just sit there on the fairway and stare at us.
You'd hear it coming.
He would stare
at us. You'd hear the golf cart coming, dip, 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 dip.
Because somebody had told him, because there were a couple of spots where we would just start racing each other. It's the afternoon at a dog track race or a dog track golf course in New Philadelphia, hot as hell, middle of the summer. We're about to start football camp, so you're like, you're trying to get in any fun you can before you're going to pay for sweet hell.
And you got
for the next how many days?
You got something with a motor and wheels.
Yes, and you're going. But there was this big tuft of grass. It was like cut out of a triangle, and we were racing, and I would do the play-by-play while we were racing the golf carts, and all it took was one person to drive by, and then there you'd see that Ranger, and that Ranger, it was almost like being at Area 51 where people put the videos up, and they go, there's that truck up there, and I swear to God, way down there, there's that Ranger. Ranger down there. Ranger's down there. He's watching us because he's waiting to kick us off the course, waiting to do it, and we weren't that bad. We weren't as bad as you guys hitting into it. But when I realized that the Ranger doesn't care about me anymore, I was like, yeah, you're getting a little mature. And now I feel like I'm getting old. Now I feel like I'm getting old. But I got a golf outing on 3 Sundays from now, the 26th. Saturdays from now, the 26th.
A weekend golf outing. Oh, this is the
I'll be coming off. Yeah, I'll be coming off my vasectomy.
Yeah.
So it's my first round post vasectomy. Which can I tell you about that real quick? I was sitting there with Liz yesterday. And I told Liz, because Liz goes, hey, my parents are coming over tomorrow. I have an appointment over in Solon. I go, okay. And then I go, wait a minute. Are you taking me home from this operation, right? She goes, yeah. I go, are your parents coming over to watch the boys? Because I'm like, are your parents going to be home when I come home from... Like, isn't that a little bit... we've been married going on 14 years, man.
They were there when I got home.
Are you serious?
And I'm sitting there wearing sweatpants. I got a jock strap on underneath. My God. I am sitting there with the peas and started the rotation. I had 3 sets of peas.
It's still... Look at Joey's looking at us like, what is it? Because you know
there's
like...
There's something poetic about you have taken their daughter.
Exactly.
And for the defloration of, you know, gave them grandchildren... And now here they are.
Look, I'm sitting there. I looked at Liz.
No longer will provide them with any.
I looked at Liz and I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, I couldn't help it because there's a term that I can't stand her saying that I don't want to say on the air. People do it for flights. It's like a viral thing on flights now. They say they're doing it, even though no one's doing it, but she says it and I go, don't talk like that. But I'm sitting there thinking, I go, isn't that just a little weird? I come home and I'm like, yeah, just, you know, want to ball your daughter without any consequences. I know we've been married a long time. It's like, you don't want to do that. I don't want them there for that. I didn't even tell my dad about it. I think my dad would try to talk me out of it some way, somehow. He never wanted any of that stuff. I remember my parents used to argue about it back in the day.
Really?
Dude, I'm an only child. They used to say, and the house wasn't big. So there was nowhere they could go that could have arguments that I wasn't within earshot. Like, I would have to leave the house. And I remember them arguing about that. And my dad did not want to get it. He never did. He never did. And here I am, a couple weeks away. Anything else you want to say on this fight?
Not really.
All right, we're done.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.